You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast.
Well, they thought they were going to have an easy day over there today, but not so fast, Mr. Speaker.
What is it going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior?
And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
And welcome to The Blueprint, Canada's official conservative podcast. It's great to be your host, Tony Clement, Member of Parliament for Parry Sound Muskoka, where we talk about the current issues that are before Parliament, some of the debates that we're having, some of the contentious issues that Canadians care about. And I'm very happy to have with me Mike Lake. He's the Conservative Member for Edmonton.
Wetaskiwin.
Okay, that one's new. Is that a new name?
That's a new riding. Well, Blaine was the member of parliament for Wetaskiwin before, but this is a new riding, Edmonton Wetaskiwin.
Well, Edmonton Wetaskiwin voters, I apologize in advance, but we've got a great MP in Mike Lake, and he's doing a lot of work on a lot of issues, of course. But one that we want to talk about today is the Canadian Autism Partnership. Tell us a little bit about that and a little bit about how you came to be involved in this important issue.
Well, first of all, my son, Jaden, has autism. He's 21 years old now. He's been fortunate to grow up in Alberta, where services have been pretty strong for people with autism, particularly kids with autism. But not everybody in the country has the same opportunity. And so not that long after I was elected, realized that there was a sort of a platform that I had. That wasn't what got me into politics in the first place, but that there was a platform that I had as a parent of a child with autism, and that there were a lot of Canadians in the same boat who didn't have access to the same services that Jaden had. And so we worked for many years to try and bring the autism community together to come up with ideas. Some of those years you were the health minister.
I remember.
And you remember some of the conversations that we had at the time, and took some steps forward but we really took a big step forward in 2015. So after doing some pretty cool things, stepping stones along the way, in 2015, we started a Canadian Autism Partnership working group. 12 experts from across the country to put forward a plan for a Canadian Autism Partnership.
So these are experts in the autism research community and, I guess, representatives of parents and so on and that kind of thing?
Parents, stakeholders who would run organizations. We've got some fantastic organizations, plus four top researchers, world-class researchers who work in Canada, who are part of this partnership working group.
And so they came up with a plan of action, basically.
They did, and submitted a business plan in the fall of 2016, and a budget ask for $19 million of the government of the day. And interestingly, the Liberal members of Parliament, over half of their caucus, signed support letters for the Canadian Autism Partnership. They wanted to see it happen at the time. Even the minister herself, I think, eventually asked for it in the budget.
And tell us a little bit about what that $19 million would go to. Like, what's the end goal that you want to see reached with that $19 million?
We want to see, you know, really, because most of the challenges are provincial in nature, you got to respect jurisdiction. So what this does is it's a partnership of the organizations across the country. So it's not a new organization or another competing organization. Really, it's meant to be a partnership of all of the organizations working together, speaking with one voice, advising governments in their jurisdiction on things like early intervention or education or housing or vocation, or, you know, what happens when mom and dad die? What happens to people with autism then? Because this is a big concern for families living with someone with autism. And this sort of expert partnership working to provide the best evidence base possible, scouring the planet for the best practices in all of these areas and advising governments so Canadian governments, policymakers can make the best decisions they possibly can.
So that's it. Like, there's a lot of different things going on in different jurisdictions, some of it very, very progressive and innovative when it comes to autism in terms of incorporating autism people into our society and making sure that they have the right resources available to them. Is that what we're trying to do?
Absolutely. And you know, autism is a challenge that faces people across a lifespan. And of course, it's a spectrum. So people Different places in the spectrum have different challenges, and we have to be careful that we make sure that we address those challenges. But, you know, commonality that you would have is difficulty in social interactions and understanding, understanding the abstract, I guess, in a sense. So something like a job interview for someone with autism, even at the higher IQ end, is very, very difficult. You might have someone that can get a degree in engineering because they're really good at the math. Mm-hmm. But that social interaction that helps them to get a job is something that's very, very difficult for them. At that part of the spectrum, you deal with significant mental health issues as well. So because people are just a little bit different, they might get bullied mercilessly.
Right.
But also because that social interaction is tough for them, they'd have a very difficult time dealing with that and understanding how to deal with it. So you're getting bullied, but you don't know what to do about it, right? We see in the employment market, 85% of people with autism are not employed. And that's a challenge because there's incredible skills and abilities that if we can tap into those skills and abilities in terms of structure and order and those types of things, a lot of things that other people don't even want to do, people with autism love to do those things. Mm-hmm. And so Jaden, in his case, he loves to work in the library. He loves to sort things and sort books, or, you know, he loves doing laundry and sorting things and taking it to where it belongs, or emptying the dishwasher, things like that. Those are things that, you know, he'll cry when his shift in the library is done because he wants to keep working.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So tell us then where we're at, this autism partnership idea, I know it came to the floor of the House of Commons. So set up that story about why it was important that it do so and what happened then.
For sure. It didn't get funded in the budget, first of all. So that was the first thing that happened. And it was interesting because I think that we took for granted that this was such a no-brainer that it would have all party support and would be something that the government would find room for. It was only $3.8 million in a budget that's something like $25 or $26 billion in deficit. So seemed like a no-brainer. So there's some surprise in the autism community, and I think in the opposition parties that it didn't wind up in the budget. So we moved an opposition day motion. Now, oftentimes those opposition day motions are really centered around the political issues of the day.
So this is a motion that you moved on behalf of the Conservative caucus. That's what an opposition
Right, right. So we get to choose a certain number of days, a small number of days that we get to choose the subject that gets discussed and then voted on in the House of Commons. And so we were very intentional about making this motion non-political. We didn't criticize the government in it in any way. All we did was say, here's what autism is and lay out some facts about autism, and here's what the Canadian Autism Partnership is. Do you support it or not? Of course, motions are non-binding, but once a parliament decides that it's a good idea, that's a huge step to moving forward. And we debated it on May 18th. We voted on it on May 30th. And I had done a lot of work talking to Liberal members of Parliament to get them on side. And many, many, many of them had expressed that they were on side with it, in favor of it. In the end, I think that for whatever reason, the Liberals whipped their vote. And only one Liberal member of Parliament voted in favor of it. Every other one voted against it. Every Conservative, New Democrat, Elizabeth May from the Green Party, all of the national parties unanimously supported it.
But it was a pretty shocking moment in the House of Commons, I got to say.
That, it was.
When all of a sudden these people who had gone to the photo ops, who had signed put their signature on to support this autism partnership, then turned around and voted against it.
Well, the month earlier is April's World Autism Awareness Month, and World Autism Awareness Day is at the beginning of April, and there's always an Autism on the Hill event, and we had over a dozen Liberal MPs show up for the photo op. A few of them stayed for some speeches, and then every single one of them voted against the Canadian Autism Partnership, which is, you know, supported by the vast, vast, vast majority of Canada's autism community, and of course, many, many other people.
So tell us a little bit. I know there's been an incredible reaction to that from across the country. So tell us a little bit about the reaction to that vote, and then tell our listeners how they can become involved themselves in the wake of that vote.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been consistently posting on social media. My handle on Facebook and Twitter is Mike Lake MP, Instagram as well. But, posted the photo, for example, of the MPs all standing there with the banner on World Autism Awareness Day. And I think we're up to 1,600 shares right now on that. On Twitter, almost 600 retweets of that. And if you read the comments, so many Canadians who are, they're frustrated by the position, but also really encouraging in terms of continuing the battle here. So what we're encouraging people to do is to take to social media, particularly social media. Twitter is a great place because, you know, most MPs check their Twitter accounts. And so tweet at your member of parliament, your closest Liberal members of parliament in your region, and let them know how you feel about this. Make sure that you email them and call them as well. We live in a democracy, Tony, and if people speak up, I think that governments can change their minds.
Well, let's hope that they do. Mike Lake, thank you for doing all that you're doing on this very important file. It shows the compassion that you have as an individual and something that we as Conservative MPs share with you. So thank you for doing it, and let's hope that we can make some progress on this issue in the very near future.
That's great to have the conversation. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's Conservative podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.